Mueller Jewelers. This is Anissa.
Hello, hello. How are you today, Anissa?
Hi, doing good. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm good, but we're anticipating Friday and Saturday negative 25 wind chills.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Ew. I think the high on Friday night is supposed to be like negative 1.
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrible.
Well, thank God I'll be in bed. Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I guess you'll be in bed. That's a great
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Did you guys get anything like that? Because normally you get a day ahead. Or are you supposed to?
Not recent. Like, yesterday was okay. But the last week was obviously very cold.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, well, so, even Cuba, like the country Cuba, was down in like the 30s. Like,
ooh.
I don't know if you saw, but like, so when we had that extreme cold and it hit all the way down to like Florida, so when it gets like to a certain coldness, iguanas fall out of the tree because their bodies like basically.
Oh
like,
my.
You've never seen
what?
That?
No.
Yeah, when an iguana's body temperature gets to a certain cooling point, it literally, like freezes. It almost goes into, like, quote-unquote hibernation mode. It, freezes. And they fall out of the tree. So they have, like, iguana falling warnings all the time.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
That is so interesting. I never knew that.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah.
No, really. That's like a fun fact. I never.
It is, yeah. I have a jeweler who's retired, and he's actually down in Naples, Florida. And he said, yeah, they had a warning because it was supposed to get so cold to be careful because the iguanas were going to be falling from the trees.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just serious. Look it up.
Really funny. I believe you. I totally believe you. Like, it all makes sense. It all tracks.
Can you imagine, like, you're walking and then, like.
And then just.
Yeah, again, like, a freaking iguana falls on you. I'd freak out. I'd scream.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Ugh,
oh, my goodness.
Yuck. I don't know. But anyway, question, when is your appointment for the people to come in and look at, like, the bigger stones?
Okay, already happened, and he did not pick one of yours.
What?
Yeah,
how many options did you get?
So when we weren't getting in the stones because of the delay, I actually reached out to Jan to see if they had anything. So I had your stones and two of Jan's stones. And he ended up going with one of GN's instead of yours.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
3, 4, 5. Oh, my God. And mine comes with a lifetime trade.
I know. I had one. So you guys both had the same. You guys actually, he was in between the two carat. It was, you guys both had color and clarity is same. Everything was the same, but the millimeter of that was just a hair bit bigger, so the depth was a little different. He's like, I want that one. Okay.
Mm.
And there's no, yeah. So that's where he was at.
All right. Well, hopefully the princess that Amy's getting in, hopefully she sells that, because again, ours comes with the lifetime trade-up. It's dollar-for-dollar trade.
Yeah, you guys are always really good about that.
Yeah, and we have the gem print as well.
Yep.
So that saves the customer up to 10% on insurance for that. So are you able to get the rounds out today? I know
yes,
like, the weather's delayed.
No, I do already have them packaged. I have everything ready to go. Yeah, it wasn't the news I wanted to share because I was like, oh my goodness, we had so many options for them that you had sent in, and so I appreciate that a lot, and I'm sorry it didn't work out this time, but
We'll get the next one.
All right. We'll get this one, and we'll get the next one.
Sounds good, Nisa. All right. Well, okay. If there's anything else, just please let me know, okay?
Of course. Thank you
okay.
so much
yep.
again.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.